Welcome back to the studio. I am Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. If you like what you hear today, you can follow the links in the show notes to learn more about Geode Blockchain, join us in the community, book time with me directly, get books and all the things. So go check that out. Today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite speaking topics. I love to spread this message. This is such an important message. How we build a layer one blockchain and a suite of decentralized applications with no money. No venture capital, no angel investors, no friends and family, no going into debt, no using credit cards, none of it. How in the world did we do that when everybody kept telling us that it was going to take all this money and was going to take this investment? And I'm here to tell you, no, it doesn't. We did it. So I want to tell you why we did it that way, how we did it that way, so you can copy it. Some of the challenges that come with that, there are challenges and limitations that come with that, and some of the huge, massive advantages that come with that as well. So I want to talk about all of those things and then overall kind of lessons that we want to take from this example of Geode Blockchain. So let's dive into it. Geode Blockchain is a layer one blockchain. What does that mean? That means, being layer one, that we have all our own nodes. So people choose, just like Bitcoin, people choose to get involved and run a node for this blockchain. And that's a little different than a layer two blockchain, which kind of sits on top of a layer one chain and provides additional capabilities. That's a little bit different. So a layer one blockchain is sort of that base unit, right? Bitcoin is a layer one chain. Ethereum is a layer one chain. Cardano, Solana, and so forth. Polkadot actually would be considered a layer zero chain. That's a little different. So we won't go into that one today. That's a different video. But so we're a layer one chain, which means we had to recruit people who wanted to be nodes. We had to have a token. We had to have a cryptocurrency in order to pay our nodes because we were proof of stake. And we wanted to have a suite of decentralized applications that were practical, that we weren't seeing running on anybody else's chain. Now, when you take a look at starting your own chain, or even simply producing your own decentralized app, there's some pretty scary stats out there, because obviously you could just build your own app on somebody else's chain. You can build on Ethereum, you can build on Geode, you can build on others. But there's some pretty interesting stats out here. So let's get into the stats of what happens in the typical project. Only 1% of all blockchain, crypto, decentralized app projects get venture funding, get venture capital funding. I'm not talking about angel investors. It's actual venture capital funding. 1%. 1%. If you read the headlines, you would think it was all of them. But no, it's not. It's only 1% of them, which means 99% of all of the blockchain and decentralized app projects out there got no venture capital at all. Some of them would have tried to get it, but not get it, and others, like Geo, just didn't even bother trying and just kind of went on without it and said, well, we're not going to worry about it. So that's interesting to know right there. 90% of all blockchain and token related, if it's a project that has a token related, 90% of all those projects fail in the first year. They don't even see their mainnet launch. Maybe they get a test net going, maybe they don't. 90% fail in the first year. If they can get to their main net launch, to where the token actually becomes live, the average lifespan from that point is less than 15 months. So, and obviously you have projects like Bitcoin and Ethereum and Polkadot, Cardano, Solana, that are skewing that towards the long-term end of it. So you have a lot of projects that are failing early. So that's the point. You have a lot of projects that fail quickly, either within the first year before they get to mainnet or within 15 months after they get their mainnet launched and their token comes into existence. So that's pretty rough. So I took a look at why these projects fail. And it really comes down to two things. One reason why they fail are unsustainable funding sources. So you've got the 1% that actually get venture capital funding. You've got another larger percentage that may get angel investors or friends and family putting in money. They might be crowdfunding. They might be using their own money. We will see founders going into debt, taking loans to get this started. And these, all of these different funding sources are unsustainable. You may have that kind of money for 1 year, maybe 2 years, but it's not forever. Venture capital isn't just going to keep writing you checks, waiting for things to work out. They want their profit and they want it now. Angel investors are not going to keep writing you checks, waiting for things to go well. They want their profit and they want it now. Friends and family is not an infinite bucket of money. Your credit cards are not an infinite or smart bucket of money. Your own personal savings is a really dumb thing to put into this kind of thing. I would not. But people do this. And so these kinds of funding sources are unsustainable. You can't count on them year after year. So the money runs out. And that's the number one reason why projects fail. The money runs out. The money runs out and they hadn't got to mainnet launch yet. Or the money runs out and they cannot sustain this programming team or this marketing team or this advertising effort. So when projects get money in the beginning, they spend it. They spend it on programming teams, on marketing, on advertising, and all the things you can imagine that they spend it on. And they get used to a certain monthly spend, a certain monthly outflow. But then you get to a point where you can't sustain that. And so when you get to the point where you cannot sustain whatever level of advertising or marketing you had, or you can't sustain the programming team, you can't sustain these people you were paying for these services, whether it was programming or marketing, at that point, you might be done. You don't have to be done, but most people close up shop at that point. So that's the number one reason, unsustainable funding sources, because they got used to having the money and using the money, and then they don't have the money and they go, oh, we're done. The other reason that projects will fail is disconnected community. I know these are tech projects, but it's actually the communities behind the projects that determine the success of a blockchain or a decentralized app. The community is actually far more important, in my opinion, and in my experience. So if the community is only there for the airdrops to pump and dump the coin, they're not going to stick around when the funding runs out that's driving the hype. They're not going to stick around. Why? Because they want their profit and they want it now. And we see that as this common theme throughout what projects are dealing with. And so that disconnected community, that's not a real community. That's just a bunch of individuals who all have the same intent, and that's to get rich. So in those instances, if you have what most people think of as the golden package, right? You got some angel investment, you got some VC funding. That's a huge win if you get that. And now you've got the money to go collect up these speculators who come in and want to pump and dump the coin. And if you can pull off that pump and dump in, you know, the first few years, then they call that a success. Is it? I don't think so. So those are the stats. So we decided to go a decidedly different route. And this was a conscious choice. So kind of looking at all of that, we decided that that entire route was not for us. The whole thing, wholesale, cross it out, not going to happen, not going to do it that way. So we decided to take no venture capital, don't even go ask for it. Don't even go brief anybody. Don't even go talk to anybody. No angel investors, no friends and family. No debt, no loans, no credit cards, no spending our own savings. Zero. And taking that away, to say we're going to do this without money, really clarifies the mind. You have to get creative and go, okay, well, how are we going to do that? So we knew we didn't want to do it with money, so we're going to have to do it without money. Fine. We knew we would have to gather a community. So if you're going to do this with no money, whether you're building a layer one blockchain or you're building a decentralized app and you decide that's how I'm going to do it, here is what that leads you to, and here's how you then have to approach it. If you're not going to do it with money, you have to do it with people. These are the two resources that come into any project, right? People bring time and effort, or you can buy time and effort with money. So without money, we were going to have to do this with a community of people, and it was going to have to be an all-volunteer community of people. And certainly that can be done. Bitcoin did it that way. And I don't know, y'all tell me, is there any other project that's done it this way other than Geode and Bitcoin? I don't know. But it can be done. So we gathered the community. And you have to have a community that's not there to pump and dump some coin, because that's not a real community. That's a bunch of individuals. They're not connected. They're not tied into a purpose that is bigger than themselves. So because we were going into this with a purpose that was bigger than ourselves, with a purpose that had a long-term vision, not next year or 5 years from now, but we're looking 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years from now. What is it we're here to create for humanity, not just for ourselves? And because of that, we're able to attract a community of purpose-driven individuals who are passionate about our mission, which is empowering the individual worldwide. And that mission, that long-term, humanity-driven mission, attracts the right people. It keeps the speculators out, and it attracts the kind of people who are patient, purposeful, and have that long-term view. And that is the key to everything, to the rest of everything. So I'm going to repeat that because this is how important it is. The key to doing this without money is to do it with a community of people who have a long-term vision and are driven by a purpose that is bigger than themselves. And that purpose cannot be money. Right. That is how we had to go about it. And that's what we did. So I began evangelizing the purpose and the mission, and the community drew around it. And this built off of other people who had been, I'd been hearing these same concepts of other people who wanted to build something like this. And I was like, we should build that. And I kept waiting for somebody else to build that. Nobody's building it. And I said, fine, I'll build it myself. And we were off to the races. So the challenges with this, if you're going to build a layer one blockchain or a decentralized app with no money, you're going to have to program it yourself. That's what it is. And if you say, oh, I'm not a programmer. Well, neither was I. I wasn't a programmer. I have a PhD in math, but I had not, believe it or not, PhDs in math don't necessarily know how to program anything. That's not what we do. So I had to learn. And my specialty in logic was certainly very, very helpful in learning how to program, but I had to teach myself. I had to teach myself Rust and Ink, which is very similar to Solidity for smart contracts. I had to teach myself enough of those languages that I could read and understand the code, that I could work with it, and that I could program smart contracts myself. So I had to teach myself that. And so the entire first year of the project was myself and my co-founder, Tom, who is also my husband, learning these programming languages. He could program in the beginning, but he'd never worked with Rust or with Ink. So we had to learn these languages. I had to learn it from nothing. We had to understand Substrate. So we decided to work with Substrate, which is a fabulous software development kit. Thank you, Parity and Gavin Wood, for developing this. It's a phenomenal software development kit for developing blockchains. So that gave us a huge leg up. That probably saved us about 2 years of development time. So we could build off of that, but it is quite a beast. And we had to learn once we got a hold of this thing, what is this thing that we've got? How do you feed it? How do you keep it going? What does it do? Because there are a lot of nuances that, you know, nobody tells you, and they're not in the tutorials about how to actually, it's one thing to start a chain. It's one another thing to start a true live public chain. It's an entirely other beast to keep it going and have it be stable and self-sustaining. Not to mention recruiting nodes, bringing them on, working with issues, and that's even before you get to programming decentralized apps and working with the back and the front end of that, and how do you integrate that in. So we had to learn to do it ourselves as opposed to paying another team to do it. And that's the reality of it. So the challenge is, if you're going to do this with no money, you're going to need to learn how to program. Go teach yourself. There are lots of great resources out there. I am happy to point you to them. Just drop me a DM. I'll let you know how I taught myself and where I learned from and all of that. You can do it. You can learn it. And or you can, through your vision, recruit people into your community who do have these skills, who may be willing to use those skills for you. So the challenge is number one, having to program yourself. Number two is going to be that you are the marketing team. So God help us, I am the marketing team for Geode. Why? Well, because I'm here and I'm the founder, and that makes sense, and I should be the one out there talking about it. I'm not the only one out there talking about it, but it's our community members that go out and evangelize and talk to the world about the mission that we're on and what we're trying to do. So, no, we don't have a marketing crew. We don't have advertising experts. So, I mean, it's just us doing our best to spread the word and put it out there. And so what that means is, you're going to have to take your time. It's going to take time. It's going to take us a lot longer to end up on exchanges, to have a bigger user base, to be at that point where we have layer two chains building on top of Geode, and all of these sort of hallmarks, they just take longer. And that's okay, because the community is patient. And that's where that key of patient community is really important. So you've got to have patience, because things are going to take longer. There's an old saying, so I've been in technology development for decades, and we always say you can have it good, fast, or cheap, but you can't have all three. So if it's going to be good and it's going to have to be cheap, it's not going to be fast. So you've got to be very, very patient with it, and have that longer term view, which is, again, why you need then a purpose that is higher than yourselves to keep you in that long term view, to keep you patient, to keep you willing to wait 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, 40 years to see where this goes. And I don't actually think it'll take that long, but you know what? If it does, that's okay. So the advantages of coming at it in this way, of not taking any investors, doing it ourselves with a small community of dedicated people, connected community, there's huge advantages here. So number one, looking at all the law, and being that I personally, although our community is all over the world, I personally am in the United States, and our regulatory environment, you really, really have to pay attention. This should put us in the class of commodity rather than security. And in this country, you want to be very, very careful about that. So because we took no investors, at all of any kind, zero, not even friends and family, nobody, to get us all the way through mainnet launch, then that should keep us out of the security category. And so that's a huge, huge advantage. That puts us more in the bucket with Bitcoin than it does with the others who had investment when they began. So that I like. The other advantage is that because we had no funding sources at all, and it's incredibly cheap for us as a community to run nodes and keep them going, incredibly cheap, like ridiculous. I can run two nodes for $10 a month. So we average $5 a month per node. Well, heck, I can keep that up for the next 50 years. All of us can. We're not going to run out of money because our operational costs are so low. So because we're not going to run out of money, it's sustainable. And because our community is connected, that's the magic. So we're financially sustainable. We've got more than a 50-year runway. And we've got a connected community who is passionate about the mission. And what that means is, this is the biggest advantage of all we have to do at Geode Blockchain for Geode Blockchain to be successful is just not stop. That's it. Just don't stop. Just keep going. And it's so cheap and easy to keep going that why would we stop? So this is why I'm passionate about this method of running a project, which is an interesting angle to come at it from, because for decades I was doing technology development with huge budgets. And so to come at a project with no budget at all has been a real set of lessons, and I absolutely adore it. So those are the big advantages. So the big lessons I want you to take away from this is, number one, don't let money hold you back. If you've got an idea for a decentralized app, or you want to build your own layer one blockchain, don't listen to, there's people out there I know, because they used to tell me, oh, it takes $1.5 million to $2 million to create a layer one blockchain. No, it doesn't. I just did it for nothing. You can too. So don't listen to people who say you've got to have money. You've got to have venture capital. You've got to have angel investors. You got to take out a loan. No, you don't. No, you don't. You need to learn and get smart and do it yourself, and then you can do it for nothing. And the second big lesson is, community is everything. Community is everything. And blockchain is the first, I've worked with so many technologies over my career. This is the first technology I've seen where community really matters. Not just really matters, it's everything. And I love that. This symbiotic relationship between the technology and the community is really, it's beautiful. And I absolutely love to see that. So community is everything. You have to craft a community. And you're not going to craft a community and nurture that community if you don't have a purpose and a mission that's bigger than yourself. But that's how you do it. That is how you do it. So if you have an idea, you want to start your own layer one blockchain, I'll teach you how. You want to write your own decentralized app? Not only I will teach you how, I'll give you some Geode coin and you can come build on Geode if you like. I want to make this easy because I think the future of the internet is thousands of interconnected chains running all kinds of fabulous practical apps and maybe some for fun. And I think that's where we're going. I think that's where we're going, and I'm going to make Geode the hub of that. So don't let it hold you back. Let me know what your ideas are, the things you want to build, and what you're passionate about, what your mission is within your community, what kind of communities you want to build. Let me know what you think about all this. You can find me on all the socials. You can message me there. Let me know what else you want to know about how we have pulled this off. And let me know. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Have a fabulous time. I'll see you next time.